Hey, welcome back once again to Bottom Line IT on the Michigan Business Network, Mike and Eric. And this segment, as longtime listeners know and love, is called Bottom Line Security, if I can get the words out. And we need to talk about Equifax because recently, and this is the first show that we've done really since the breach.
Wait, what's happened?
Yeah,
you're the last one to the party.
So, if you're listening,
we don't
to
need
us,
Josh for this one. I don't.
No,
think.
No, Josh isn't here. He's on assignment. I think he's somewhere cleaning up the mess from Equifax.
But yeah, probably.
But of course, everyone knows by now. But Equifax experienced the largest breach in history. 143 million Americans have had our private, personally identifiable information leaked through this breach. And what I'm talking about is credit card numbers, Social Security numbers, driver's license, mother's maiden name, you name it, birth date,
things
address.
Things you can't change.
Yeah, address.
History, credit report history.
This is a hacker's dream. I mean, this is, they have everything they want and need, and it's bad. And there's no other way to put it. And, I did a Facebook Live on this, and the point I made on Facebook Live, and it's gotten a lot of views. In fact, I think it was the first Facebook Live I've ever done. Our marketing manager at ASK has got me doing more of this. As we've gotten to be a larger company, and she wants me to comment on news relevant news items. And the point I made on the Facebook Live, I'll make again here on the show, is really there are some lessons we need to pull out of this. There's a couple of things that come to my mind. One is a lot of that data that got leaked was already out on the dark web. So let's not overreact. I mean, it's not like there wasn't the ability for criminals to get that information in the first place. But what I find most interesting is just how poorly prepared Equifax was for this, to allow this breach to happen. I'll talk about that first. And then secondly, how poorly they've responded. Now, I will say third, I'll make a third point. I think they're starting to recover from that. But, preparation prior to the breach. How did this happen? They had a server, a web-facing server, running a third-party application, Apache, that was not patched, right? So, in other words, there was a vulnerability, a way for criminals to get in. It was a known vulnerability. There was a fix for that vulnerability.
Yeah, and I would just add that it's a pervasive financial industry third-party application.
Yeah.
So criminals knew when this patch was released, if they were unpatched systems, that's a vector that they could use for attack.
Yeah.
Financial institutions.
And they didn't run their patch. So that's what managed IT companies like ASK do for our clients, is we run these patches day in and day out, and 24 hours a day, because we're constantly trying to keep them protected and mitigate risk. With their hundreds of IT people, I don't know how many IT people worked at Equifax, but I'm guessing it's in the hundreds or thousands.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't run a patch on a critical server. Criminals got in, got the data. Now, to make matters worse, they discovered it. It happened sometime between May and July. They discovered it in late July, didn't announce it until September. That's poor handling. And that's my second point, is when you get a breach, and I say when, because most companies will experience a breach at some point, if not all companies. A lot of it is, what do you do afterward? And you have to have a plan. You have to have a disaster plan. And they clearly didn't at Equifax. I mean, it started with their CEO going online and making apologies, but then they made matters worse by launching a website that didn't work, that consumers would go to see if they were affected, and they would get two different answers depending on when they put their data in. Then if they did put their data in, Equifax was offering free monitoring services and some other things, but as a part of signing up for that, you were waiving your right to sue Equifax, and that was in the fine print. So they got bashed in the media, and they got bashed by the public for that. And to sign up for the service, you were given a PIN that was very easily identifiable. I think it was like the time that you went in. And you were also asked to put your credit, your Social Security number in again, the very data they lost in the first place. So a lot of it was poorly handled. And
Just to add to that, on the site too, was that if you went to supply your information, that there was some language in the site that you lost your ability to sue.
Yeah.
And you know, in case you were gonna, you know, have some type of class action suit or join a suit later, the New York Attorney General forced them to change their language on the site.
And now I will say, if you go to Equifax's website today, and I did that just before the show, they have a very easy to understand one page document that says, okay, basically it says, look, we made a lot of mistakes. And we fixed the website. We apologize. Here's a new website link.
Right.
We've eliminated the waiver of your right to sue. Even if you signed up prior to us eliminating it, we're not going to do it.
Right.
So they appear to be trying to recover. My point is not to bash Equifax. I think this could have happened to any company. What I'm trying to say is, as a business owner, have a plan. Have a disaster plan. What are you going to do on breach? The minute you're breached, what are you going to do?
Well, it just doesn't look good. I mean, people know, first of all, people don't like credit bureaus to begin with.
Right.
Right. So, you know, they're the people who've denied you a loan in the past.
Right.
And so when you find out that people at that company sold their stock internally, and this is just news as of today, Mike, I don't know. I just Googled this, honestly, right before going to the segment, that FTC is investigating this breach. Now, the FTC actually doesn't make public comment typically when they're investigating, but they made a comment that said, however, in light of the intense public interest and the potential impact of this matter, we can confirm that FTC staff is investigating the Equifax data breach.
And I do want to get into that. In fact, we're going to get into that next week, because that's a whole topic in and of itself. But
critical news alert, flashing the red news sign. You know,
that's
what
not
I mean?
Good.
You know,
yeah. So anyway, those are some lessons learned. We've got more, by the way, on our ASK website, justask.net, including my Facebook Live video and some other blog entries and things that have been done by our staff. So check that out. Thanks everybody for listening. Thanks for being with us. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you next week on Bottom Line IT.